Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each week, I find someone of interest to talk about it with. And today, I don't know if I've done that at all. It's a very special episode. As I mentioned once the episode starts, if this is your first episode of Steel Wars, probably go back a little bit and find one of the interview episodes to listen to. This is a crazy late night megapod with some great friends, the guys from the Star Wars Underworld and also the guys from Rogue One, a podcast for winners. Some of us had never met in person before, but we were all great internet pals, and it was really cool to meet up with all these people from around the world and have a crazy drunken night talking Star Wars and busting each other's balls. It was just a tremendous time, and yeah, it's super fun. So get set. I have to lay it down, though. This is a not safe for work episode. If you have sensitive ears, please move along. This is not the episode of Steel Wars you are looking for. First part of the Megapod is here. Then head over to the Star Wars Underworld. Then we will wrap it up at the Rogue One feed. Buckle in. Get set. Here we go. Megapod. Hey, you guys. Welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders, and I do love Star Wars. And each week, I find someone of interest to talk about it with. And you guys, oh my God, talk about it. Someone, we are beginning a mega pod. I have to warn everyone, if this is the first episode that you've ever heard of Steel Wars, stop listening now.
Turn back. Go away.
This is not the episode you're looking for. Go listen to another high quality episode, because who knows what's happening on this one. It's like 1 a.m. We're in Queens, home of the nanny. And it is Friday night. We've already lost one guest.
Man down.
They've hit the ground. Grasso down. Grasso down. So yeah, if this is your first episode, this is like a bit more of an in-joke, fun episode. And go listen to another. There's high-quality interviews. There's high-quality interviews. Go listen to the Nathan Hamill interview. Go listen to the Leonard Maltin interview. But we're in.
Go listen to the Dominic Jones interview.
Go listen to that Dominic Jones episode. That's a fine one. Go listen to the live episode, talk back episode, where Johnny Grasso didn't appear. And people loved it, which is a serious insult to someone in the room. But we're at Pappas's house, and let's go around the room. This is so we've got four different Star Wars media, and we might get a phone in later on from a fifth. This is a meeting of the inverted commas minds. And so I'm Steel Saunders.
I am Chris Siegel from the Star Wars Underworld.
I am Mike Pappas from Where the Nanny is From.
Wow.
What, and you're from the Nanny podcast?
So I've got the whole crew here in my apartment, and I could never have pictured this in 1,000 dreams, and it's phenomenal. I'm very excited to be here. My podcast is Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for winners.
I always thought it was wieners.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, that was a mistype. No, it's fine. It's fine here. We're fine.
Is that how you accidentally submitted it to iTunes as Rogue One?
It's
Star Wars
all Johnny's fault.
Wieners.
I don't want to talk
Wiener
about it.
Is so disappointed. Yeah. Right now.
It's not my fault.
And the ghost of Steve Jobs just went approved. It's great.
And I am Patrick Bunfrisco, because they gave me too many beers. Patrick Bunfrisco from KPFK Geek Radio 90.7 in Los Angeles and on iTunes at KPFK Geek Radio.
I like a guest that fucks up their roadmap.
I'm just getting started.
From the prequels to the sequel. Wait, no, wrong show. I'm Dominic from the Star Wars Underworld, and I promise not to fuck up my own intro.
He didn't even
you left your name nervous that you couldn't do it.
Yeah, after Patrick's disastrous intro, Dominic didn't have the guts to say his surname, which is sadder that it's Jones.
Jones, yeah. It's a real,
Jonesy's.
It's one of those real original surnames like Smith. Like, you know, it's like you never met anybody else named Jones. There's not even like another Star Wars podcaster named Jones.
Stop fawning your white privilege all over the room.
Jesus.
And finally.
That's you, buddy.
Yo! What's up, everybody?
Resorting to catchphrases.
How are you, everybody? This is Johnny Grasso from Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for winners. How are you?
I have to say, podcasting or just meeting Johnny Grasso tonight, we all met at this restaurant in the city. It's like I'm hanging out with a cartoon character. Like, it's hard to imagine. Like, I just know him as I've seen him come out of Randy's mouth before in the Making Star Wars studio.
You expect him to sound like, "What is up, Jason the Ward, Red, and Arlo?"
Arlo.
So what we're going to do, we're going to cut this up into three parts. So for the real sickos on the internet, you can chase all the parts of this around the internet. And so we've got Steel Wars, and then it will be on Star Wars Underworld, and then it'll be on Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for wieners.
Winners. Dude, come on.
Oh, sorry. If Patrick can fuck up his surname, I can fuck up your podcast.
And that's one with a W.
That's a professional right there.
W-O-N-E.
What did you say? That's wieners with a W.
It's been a very long night, guys.
I had my other idea, apart from splitting it apart around like three parts, was we had one half. Three of us were on one side of a podcast, so you had to listen to two podcasts at once. So you had to get like a phone, an iPad, and a laptop, and time them all together and play all the podcasts at once, and you get all our voices. So just on my feed, it would just be me talking.
Wait, no. This means that people can turn you down, and all of us can be heard.
He doesn't like the idea anymore.
I think someone just took a shot at the champ.
What the fuck are you getting at, Sequel?
You dug your own grave.
Jesus Christ.
That's why they call him Sequel and Destroy.
God, that green beret of yours is going to be bloodstained.
More authentic.
Dominic, you seem like you're normally a very responsible podcaster, but you are sitting there disheveled, your hoodie's half zipped up, your hair's messed up, and you're holding your microphone like Will Smith would hold a gat. You've got this sideways gangster, if Snoke is Anakin reincarnated, right now you look like Tupac reincarnated.
Yeah, I'm about to drop some sick beats.
So, like, go through, give us a bit of a wrap-up of what we've seen at New York Comic Con first 2 days.
Yeah, so first day, the first thing we did was we went to the Hasbro panel, where they revealed a bunch of new figures. We got a Krennic figure in the 6-inch line, the Chirrut and Baze in 6-inch line. Then after that, we went to interview the Hasbro team, get a one-on-one interview with some of the guys. So you can find those. I'm sure you'll have episodes out on Steel Wars. We're going to have it on Star Wars Underworld. Some fun interviews. It was good to chat with those guys, as always. What do you want?
I forget.
I don't know. Okay. And then we just kind of wandered the floor. And then day two, the thing that kicked it off was the Star Wars authors panel, which was just a bunch of Star Wars authors like Tim Zahn, Chuck Wendig, Charles Sewell, Karen Gillan, E.K. Johnston, and Jim Lucino, just talking about what it's like to write Star Wars books. And that was good fun. And then after that, we went out for lunch with the Star Wars Report people. Mm-hmm. And went to their live show at the floor, wandered about, and then met up with these guys and have been having some pretty sweet times ever since.
We were theorizing, you were at the back, so you can get to hear this conversation. But when I was asking Dom, I'm like, so what did that person write? Because, like, you know, obviously, you know, Tim Zahn and Chuck Wendig, but the comic book writers. And he's like, oh, that guy wrote Darth Vader. And I was like, imagine if I just stood up and just went, those droids fucking sucked.
What's weird?
I thought you were going to. I kept waiting for it. I wanted you to have them explain that whole TARDIS theory about how many weapons can you fit in one astromech.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, wow.
Oy. Yeah. You know, what's weird, though, like, you know, I agree with you. I'm not a fan of 000 and BT. But, like, everybody else that I talk to seems to love them. And I don't get it. Like, I honestly don't get it. Like, the protocol one, the 3PO, evil 3PO, I kind of get that. Like, he's kind of fun and sadistic. But the other one, like, it's just too, you know, the TARDIS thing. And, like, they're a little too over the top.
Yeah, and that was so weird when we were at San Diego Comic-Con and we were talking to Matt Martin.
Yeah.
And he couldn't believe that I couldn't stand those droids.
Yeah, he's like, you're, like, the only person that said that to him.
And I'm just like, no, Mike, like, you have to listen to, you have to read the comments on my Twitter. It's like, people do not like those droids. Like, yeah. Darth Vader does not need a, like, comedy relief. Like, you know, Darth Vader doesn't need the boing, like, when he ignites his lightsaber.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's weird. I don't know. The Marvel stuff, there's some good stuff in the Marvel. Like, I like what they do with Luke Skywalker in the main series.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they lay an egg, a giant egg.
But like, there are really good moments in the Darth Vader series, but there's also all this other stuff that's like, what are you doing? Like, not even the novels goes into this random shit. Like, it's like, huh? Like the Poe Dameron series, I had really high hopes for it, but like, I read it and it's like, okay, this is kind of fun, but you're not actually telling me anything interesting, anything new about Poe Dameron. I'm not seeing anything new. He's just the exact same dude he was in Force Awakens. You're not adding any new depth to that character. And if we're going to do this one whole canon thing, then use those fucking comic books to tell us something new about this character.
Jonathan, can you grab us a beer while you're doing that? Because they had the Poe Dameron writer there.
Yeah, Charles
Hill. And just for everyone at home, Dominic just did talk into his beer.
Charles Sewell, that's the gentleman's name.
So, and they were talking about like what their writing process was, like what time they got up and how they wrote during the day. And I was picturing him. I wanted him to tell the story how, you know,
how he took LSD and he's like a giant egg.
No, I was like, it's like, what's your morning process? How do you get writing? And he goes, well, one morning I woke up and I was quite hungry. So I cracked an egg on the frying pan. And I went, hey, this would make a great comic book.
I've got it.
He's like, genius. I am a genius.
What about you, Chris? What's your Comic Con, New York Comic Con takeaways?
Well, this has not been a big one for Star Wars. And it's kind of surprising because they've premiered something Star Wars here for like so many years consecutively. So it feels kind of empty without like that Clone Wars premiere or that Rebels premiere or panel. But you know what? This year's been just so straight out and it's so crazy that like it's okay. You know, I'll give them a con off. But they better come back. You know, 2017, let's not make New York Comic Con irrelevant.
In a way,
I do like stuck. He lets him off the hook, but also drops like a sweet threat in there as well.
That's how
like,
I do it.
It's okay that you didn't pay me this time, but next time you're getting both legs broken.
The Green Beret has spoken.
We better get Mark Hamill house next year.
Carrie Fisher is here, and she was supposed to do a Q&A, but she had to scale back on her presence because of, quote-unquote, Star Wars production. So
can we learn something from TED 2 and actually film something for Star Wars at a convention?
Yeah, film. Yeah, well, there's a scene from TED 2.
Everybody watch TED 2 if you haven't seen it. Great movie.
Yeah.
Don't watch TED. Just watch TED 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Steel Wars podcast, the home of TED 2 references.
Yeah, that's the kind of high-quality comedy that we reference.
I mean, come on. It's got Tom Brady in it.
But I think for Star Wars...
Steel. Sports reference.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Sports reference on Steel Wars.
How many rings?
Hey,
How many rings?
A lot of
how many deflated balls?
Listen, guys, chill out. I like Alice and all the Bradys, all right?
Marsha!
They're all great.
Oh my God.
TED 2 also has a lot of dick jokes where Mark Wahlberg is trying to stroke off Tom Brady for a super sperm, and I thought Mike
Best
Pappas can relate to that with little incident on the train with Steel this evening.
Oh,
Mike, you wanna talk about? By the way, this is
I don't.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't want to hear it from my point of view because that shit looked.
I'm going to change the subject and go back to what Chris was talking
about. How about this?
What?
Steel, what? Can you walk us through what happened on the subway that I tweeted a picture of?
No, it's just I was very tired. My pants were sagging a little bit when I was on the train.
So
and
you
then,
were asking for it. Go on.
Yeah, and then Pappy proceeded to massage my testicles.
It wasn't massaging his testicles. As
he was
as
just
someone,
checking to make sure you didn't have cancer,
Mike.
Steel's jeans were hanging. It was like crisscross from what?
Cosplay is not consent.
It was not cosplay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rogue Winner Patrick.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I thought Pappy was taking the your Snoke theory sucks sticker a little bit too literally.
I had one too many beers and I felt like his jeans were not from a sexual perspective. His jeans were hanging and I was trying to help the man show him that
he was rubbing my balls in a purely medical
I'd
fashion.
I never touched your balls. There was no midichlorian count. Collection. There was none of that.
And then he harassed the Asian old man. Why would you harass?
You couldn't make it worse.
I wanted him to join us tonight. I thought that he had some good knowledge of the con, and I wanted him to come and join us in my apartment.
There's this old dude sitting across from us on the train, and Papas goes up to him. He's like, "Hey, man, you want to come join the podcast? You got a Snoke theory, right? You got to come on and tell us about your Snoke theory."
Yeah.
And the guy's like,
frightened,
looking at you, like terrified, and then. The guy gets off at the same station as us.
He did.
And he's going over to the same.
Yeah, he wasn't the only guy on the train getting off.
I didn't get off yet. It's the night's early.
And he's going to the same convenience store as us. And Prophet sees him again. Like, you sure you don't want to come on talking about yourself?
He was in that convenience store.
Yeah,
he was.
He was ready
to come on to the podcast.
I don't
and you
believe
guys,
so.
You guys scared him away. They know.
Yeah, we're the terrifying ones.
We scared them away.
Anyway, listen, can I change the subject? As a New York native, okay, the past 3 to 4 years...
As a New York native, I have to go on about how I'm a New York native.
He loves that. Steel loves saying how...
Born and raised. Born and raised, Chris.
They're from New York, and I know where to get the best pizza, and I know how to swindle and schwine everybody else, but...
Oh, we know how you know how to swindle.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah. God.
I just got charged to attend my own podcast.
I didn't make any money today.
Mike
goes, I promise.
Mike, we walk in and everyone's doing the whole it's fucking 1 o'clock in the morning. We're getting in. We're getting fucking food. And Mike's like, all right, you guys can charge your phones. Here's my Wi-Fi password. And I go to put in the password and it says, enter your credit card information.
If you had a Pappas Rewards card, it would be free, bro.
I don't know. I saw Steel's almost got a Pappas reward. It didn't look too good.
Can I get air miles on that?
It's Sky Miles, bro. Pappy Sky Miles. So I was saying, for the past 4 years, I've been going to New York Comic Con. I can't fly out to San Diego. And we've actually grown the population... times, 1.5 of what San Diego Comic-Con is, and we do not get the exclusives. What's the problem?
1.1
1.5. We're 1.5 times. We're 128,000 people. We're way more than San Diego Comic Con.
This is how bad at math I am. When you said
1.21 gigawatts. We are 1.21 gigawatts more than San Diego. Well, the point being is there's more people in this city than in San Diego and anyone who can fly there. And this year, I will guarantee you that once the numbers are in, we have I don't know what it is, 1.5 times, whatever. We'll never.
I'm in no condition to do math, but once you're done, I'm going to actually
just
agree
wait,
with you.
Just wait. I'm I getting will. To my I'm gonna, point. Can I get
I'm
to gonna my
wait.
Point?
No, yeah.
My point is that the convention here in New York will never be as exclusive and as exquisite as it will be as in San Diego for multiple reasons. The first reason is Hollywood. The second reason is politics and celebrity. And because
Trump!
Of...
Trump!
Yes. Thank you.
Make Comic-Con great again.
And because of traditionalism.
You have to build a wall around San Diego.
And I think that, and I'm not going to you know, participate in this nonsense right now, but I think that... listen.
You're voting for Trump, aren't you? Aren't you?
I'm not saying who I'm voting for. I didn't say a fucking word.
Pappy wants a wall, and he wants to charge people to look at it.
I know that the Javits Center specifically is working on an expansion. The construction has already begun. And for Star Wars specifically, and Disney specifically, I know that they'll be more inclined to do exclusivity stuff. If they keep the December release dates where they're going to be, it may make more sense to release exclusivity in October than in July for them, because that's the
absolutely.
Benefit.
I'm kind of stunned that we haven't gotten a Force Awakens or a Rogue One thing at the last two things. I mean,
yeah.
It makes a lot of sense that we'd be there. By the way, sorry,
hey, Dom,
it sounds
how's
like
that sandwich?
Full. I'm eating these sandwiches.
Dom has
this. If it sounds like my mouth is full of food, it's because it is. Because
Dom
it
is trying to bring this back to professionalism with the best sandwich he's ever
it's
had in his
sandwich.
Mouth that I gave him from Cherry Valley in Whitestone, Queens.
It's a very good sandwich. Here's what the Javits Center is missing, though. As somebody who's been to, you know, convention centers all over the world, it's missing the big theater.
Right.
Like
agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
This year,
forum.
Yeah.
Right.
This year for all the big panels like Doctor Who and Walking Dead and that stuff, they made you go to Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Like if you go to Orange County in Florida, Anaheim, San Diego, even London, Excel in London, like they have these huge rooms where they do these big previews. And I think if Javits adds space to either create one of those or just a straight up theater.
A theater. Yeah.
Then I think that maybe Disney Lucasfilm would look at it and go, oh, maybe we could do an episode 9 preview.
Right.
There.
They like the stage. They want a stage to be there so they can literally script their approach to the audience, right? Like if there's no specific stage,
and then have one of their actors give away a huge spoiler,
right? It's all there needs to be a preemptive approach to it, and if there's just an open forum, like just a flat floor for the next fucking 5 acres, they cannot perfect the approach to the audience and to the marketplace, and that's what Disney
fuck
does.
What are you talking about now with these acres and the flat floor?
Oh, I can
the
hold on.
Center is very big.
If I may, I speak Pappas. And I can translate for everybody.
Yeah, please translate. I'm lost.
Basically, I actually agree with you, Mike, a big time. New York Comic Con really should be as big as San Diego Comic Con. I don't know. I know they don't have the history of it. San Diego Comic Con has a history, but New York is the melting pot. New York is the hub of so many different cultures, and the population. You can't compare San Diego to New York City. You can't even compare LA to New York City. New York City is fucking New York City. You know, when people go to...
But you say that, but the fact, like you, like in spirit, oh, New York's biggest city, whatever, whatever. But San Diego's bigger.
All right, population.
No, but like it's just like the Comic-Con's bigger. And
oh,
like,
it is. I agree,
but
obviously.
But even the convention center, it's not as big.
No, it's not.
It's nowhere near as big.
It's like two-thirds the size. I would say about two-thirds.
I reckon half.
Not the two-thirds.
The actual floor?
Well,
actual floor, I'd say about two-thirds.
Yeah.
No, wait, I reckon half.
They're actually doing construction right now, and by 2019, the Javits Center will be
Jesus
twice
Christ.
The size that it is right now.
Company man!
Just in time for episode 9.
So the only excuse that Disney will, and Lucasfilm will have for not giving us exclusivity in October will be because it's closer to home. It's in San Diego from wherever they are on the West Coast. That's the only excuse they will have by then.
Let me say something. If you are an East Coast Star Wars fan and you want an Episode 9 panel in 2019.
Luke Skywalker, Tatooine, born and raised.
No. Ignite the green.
No. Show up to this other Star Wars shit. Because if you don't show up, then they're going to think there's not the fan base there that there is on the West Coast. And we know that there is. But, you know, the attendance at Rebels last year,
it was okay. It was not filled up.
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah. It wasn't great. If you want Star Wars, go to the Star Wars stuff. Even if it's not your main thing.
Do you think that was it, Dominic? Do you think that was the reason why?
I don't know. I'm torn because last year they did a big push. I mean, Filoni was there. He's never done another East Coast convention. Taylor was there. Ashley was there. Sarah Michelle Gellar was there.
It's big.
It was a big deal, and I don't know if they did enough. If the audience was enough, reaction was enough.
I was there, and I tried to show the Star Wars support. Obviously, I went there and everything, and I even went to the Her Universe like clothing line thing.
Yeah, we went to the Her Universe press publishing launch.
Yeah,
she wrote a book, and Filoni drew the cover, and like it was like. Obviously, I don't know Dave Filoni, but just reading his
face.
But you
would have been at the Her Universe thing just scoping for chicks, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Ashley would totally go for me. She likes baseball players.
He just shows up at the Her Universe thing and all the chicks flock to him.
Mm. Rumor. But yeah. But you can...
Ahsoka lives in my pants. Yes.
But like, if you could... Like, you guys, you know, I was there with Dom and Chris, and Filoni's face was just like, I can't believe I'm here. And he's like, and Ashley was doing this whole thing, and she goes, and Dave drew the cover. Well, and Dave was like, hi.
Yeah. Well, the best thing was Dave's wife was there too. And somebody asked Ashley if you had to be a girl or a woman to write for this Her Universe publishing thing. And she's like, well, we're kind of encouraging girls and women to be the main thing. But, you know, we have men working for us. I mean, Dave drew the cover, and he's a man. At least last time I checked, he was.
God, he's getting all pappas on him.
Yeah, Dave's like, right?
Only if she charged.
Yeah, Dave's like, why do you say these things? And his wife's like, let me be the expert on that.
What happened to that publishing thing? Is that still happening?
I guess.
I haven't heard a lot about it since.
Because we have those posters. We have those posters that are signed by Ashley, Dave, and Anne. And we're like, what do we do with this?
Can we be honest? The book bombed. It did. You didn't hear about it.
Did they even release?
Oh, I don't have confirmation, but I'm sure they went through all that trouble. It released.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact that all of us here scour every Star Wars website, especially Her Universe, like, especially if you follow, you know, the people that are big fans and, like, on Twitter, like, you don't even see it. Like, Ashley doesn't even tweet about them anymore.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they bombed.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Not enough fan fiction. That would have been successful.
Yeah, if the Ahsoka novel had been published by Her Universe Press, then they're good.
But do you know why? My theory is why they don't have fan fiction anymore, or not much fan fiction, is because fans are too busy like retconning, like to make like things fit in.
Make
like,
it make sense that Mace Windu really is Snoke, right?
Yeah,
Steel?
Yeah, totally, totally.
And that really happened. We were at a fucking bar tonight, and this guy was like, oh, you guys are Star Wars podcasters? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, oh my God, fucking Mace Windu lives in East Snoke, right? And fucking Steel, tell him what you said, because it was awesome.
Can you just imagine, like, you know, how people like to speculate on the internet and say, oh, wow, so, like, you know, we want to pry and figure out the most astronomical, craziest theories. But on screen, everybody, I want you to picture it. I want you to picture in episode 9, Snoke goes, I fell out a window, and then I got electrocuted, and then I realized the real power of the Force and transformed into something
greater.
Don't
you get it? People, his name was Windu, and he went out a window.
He went a window in a window, and then I realized the real power of the Force, and I went into the sewers and transformed into this giant creature.
Stupid.
And my Samuel L. Jackson face became something of grandeur.
It became. It be,
Can
my
you imagine,
Samuel L. Jackson face became Gollum
but like,
from Lord
but
of the
like,
Rings.
Like trolling the internet and finding spoilers and being like, oh, wow, cool. Like Snoke could be like an old Jedi from the original council, all that type of shit. And then watching it on screen are two separate things. When you're reading it on the internet, scrolling a social media feed, being like, oh, shit, a Snoke theory, cool. And then it's like, oh, shit, a character we already knew. And then...
Can I just add a bit? When you're reading it on the internet, punching the screen of your laptop.
Yeah.
Agreed.
But as someone who's at work on a 9-to-5 job, who's super fucking bored, and you have 20 minutes to hit your social media feed, and you're like, oh, another Snoke theory to like numb my mind from the monotonous of my fucking Monday through Friday. And you're reading it, you're like, you know what? Okay, cool. Like if Mace Windu becomes Snoke, maybe I'll buy it. But picture it on screen. Picture episode 9. Snoke looks at Rey and Luke and was like, well, Palpatine electrocuted me and I fell down. And then I spent the past 40 years thinking about how the power... And you watch Mace Windu, who's Samuel L.
This
Jackson,
is an equally...
transform.
No, you're doing, it would you're be doing the worst an movie equally ever. Bad Snoke and Samuel L. Jackson impression. Like,
I'm not doing a Samuel L. Jackson impression. I'm just doing... some type of evil villainous impression that I've been accustomed to as a boy growing up in the 80s.
If Samuel L. Jackson played Snoke, he'd be like, the scavenger resisted you, motherfucker! How'd that happen?
Say what, girl, one more time?
Here we go, here we go. Listen to me, Flu.
Actually,
Mace Windu went out the window.
How stale his acting was, specifically in episode 1, it would be like the most horrid dialogue ever.
And you believe
hiding
this
his
boy,
accent,
motherfucker?
Hiding his act, motherfucker. There's no motherfucker. There's no.
You know he did like
word.
A practice it's, take with. You think it's his boy, motherfucker?
Wait. What do you think about this, Yoda, motherfucker?
I'm just saying.
Hell no! This little punk ass bitch God ain't damn. No motherfucking chosen
just
one.
Picture the transition on screen.
I'm picturing it. That's what I'm quoting.
No, but the motivation of the character is, well, I'm so angry that Anakin Skywalker betrayed the Jedi and turned evil, that I'm going to betray the Jedi and turn evil.
But like, how do you make that not seem cheesy on screen? In
there is
my
no
mind,
way.
In
but
my
as
mind.
Johnny reminded me, what I said to that guy, I said, how does the blackest dude in Star Wars become the whitest dude in Star Wars?
Michael Jackson.
I think it's Boba Fett. It could be the ghost of Darth Vader reincarnated. I think it's Ezra. If you are sick of hearing terrible, terrible Snoke theories, you need the Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirts and stickers available exclusively from steelwars.com. The tees are screen printed, not digital printed, screen printed on the highest quality AAA all-style apparel t-shirt blanks, so they will last you until episode 9, when you can prove everyone wrong. Plus, when you purchase either the stickers or the t-shirt, you immediately get 10 premium Steel Wars episodes. That's 10 hours of instant bonus content. Check it all out at steelwars.com.
All right, so I put out on Twitter that we're doing a super pod tonight in New York City.
Nice.
What do you want us to talk about? And so people have chimed in. And the first one's Amanda Ward.
That's my boss.
It's our boss's boss.
That's I call Amanda
it's
my boss.
It's our boss's boss.
Amanda's my boss.
It's like beyond Palpatine type shit. Amanda's,
Supreme Leader Ward.
It's from the Dude, outer. There it is. It's from the outer galaxies.
Wasn't she I'm asking saying, for a new Twitter name a few weeks ago? I think that's it right there.
Yeah, her name's
your Amanda theory sucks.
Yeah, her name's Mandy Ward, and she loves writing fan fiction.
Yes.
And I'll soon find out if she listened to this episode in a direct message. Her one is just, it's not even a question. It's just Ewoks versus Jawas.
Ooh. Oh, I'm in.
If they made that a video game, I would, can you imagine if that was a video game? Can we talk about that? Hold on.
What about a Red Tube video? Two Ewoks, one Jawa.
Two Ewoks, one Jawa. I would
two Jawas and a cup.
Genie! Oh, my voice is gone.
Mike, I can answer this for Michael. I think he respects the Jawa culture, how they like steal shit and sell it back to people. So I would think Pappas is pro.
Mike has
Jawa.
Run to a cupboard.
Huey, Dewey, Louie as Jawas. It's my favorite. Sorry. I think it's amazing. Look at that. Pass that around.
That's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. Huey, Dewey, and Louie as Jawas.
Pappy? Here's a B-Warrior.
And this and the droid is Skippy.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Can you pass that? Pass that, please. Donald Trump will not keep the Jawas out of our country. If I have anything to say about it, if Queens has anything to say about it, and let me tell you something else, all right? Without Jawas, there will be no food in this country at all.
No, there'd be no droids in Mos Espa.
I'm going to build a Beggar's Canyon, and they will not get over it.
And the Jawas will have to pay for it.
All right, so we got one for Jawas. I know we've got one for Ewoks right here.
Jawas are fine, but how do they... Like...
I just look at him think is hysterical.
Why is Dom just side? What, are you turning against me, Dom? I thought we were good friends.
I am Team Ewok. Team Ewok. They eat people, so, you know.
As a vegetarian, right? I'm going to have to go Team Jawas.
So what happens... Thank you. What happens underneath? So you got the Jawa and it's got a hood, and then does it have like some sort of Tusken Raider type black, like wrapping around the blackness?
I think so.
Well, Jawas unmasked.
The theory is that Jawas and sand people are cousins. They're descended from the same race.
Get the fuck out.
I've heard that.
That's some expanded universe shit, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's awesome.
I have not read that.
Come from like Pablo or Giorgio.
Well,
your Jawa theory sucks.
Well, I'm going to tweet him and ask him.
Tweet
if it still
right
stands.
Right now,
dude,
please.
Right
tweet
now.
Him. Somebody do it right now so we can get a response before we're done.
Yeah, Pablo's probably sitting in his hotel right now in New York
Chris,
going,
have you DM'd Pablo
Jesus, what
ever?
The fuck is going on?
Have you ever DM'd Pablo?
I've slid into his DMs a few times.
And has
he... I've slid into his DMs a few times.
That's what
has,
she
wait, said. Wait, has he ever responded with anything? Like an image or a period?
No, an image.
Yeah, actually, Chris knows the secrets to episode 8 and 9. He's just fucking with us right now.
Maybe.
Okay, yeah, drop the question.
You got anything delicious in your backpack? Because he's going head first.
Yeah, I don't know why he's doing that.
So Jackson is here. Jackson is my Ewok dog. I bought him because he looked
like
an Ewok and no one else wanted him.
Who's dressed like a Wookiee
here
at the moment?
He's in his Comic-Con costume. Do you guys want to explain?
He's cosplaying.
He's in his Chewbacca. He's got his bandolier on, and he's awesome.
We've got an Ewok-type dog cosplaying as a Wookiee.
In Steel's bag right now. I don't know what Steel has in his bag. It may be cocaine. I'm not
what?
Sure.
What? Who's your good boy?
Most likely, no.
Steel, do you think you'd ever be able to get Jerry into a Wookiee bandolier like that?
Yeah, I reckon I might be able to.
Would he be happy with it, though?
Oh, no. He would hate my guts, but...
well, Jerry's more of a...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
An Ewok, so you just need to like cover the top of his head.
Well,
yeah,
you,
I'm gonna give
him a that. You told us a great story about when you brought the K2SO home, and Jerry saw it.
Oh, because I was trying to get a photo, so because like Gonk Droid had given me this like unreleased so far. Like I'm sure it's going to be in shops very soon. A K2,
yeah,
and like the 31 inch, but I think it's even taller than 31 inch because he's tall.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to shoot an Instagram photo to say thanks, and I'll get Jerry next to it so people... Because if you whack a cat in any Instagram photo, you're going to get like 40% more like little hearts.
As an Italian-American, you know what whack means?
Oh, okay.
Don't whack a cat on Instagram. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail.
Yeah. All right, Pat.
Things just got dark.
Guys, Johnny forgot to remind me that we need to buy toilet paper for the house.
Great contribution to the podcast.
There's no toilet paper.
There is.
I totally forgot. Sorry.
Six dudes in fucking Mike's
and Jackson
house and Jackson, and there's no toilet paper. So
I'm gonna go to CVS right
your
now.
Your right Snoke back. Theory sucks is about to suck for the sticker because
I'm just seeing Johnny's beautiful white socks.
I'm sorry. Let's go back to Jerry and Instagram.
Okay, thank you. And then when I tried to get a photo with the cat and the droid, Jerry was just like, "Nah, dog, I'm out. I'm going straight under the bed. I'm not fucking with this droid." I remember Empire Strikes Back and IG-88. These tall droids.
He was a Death Star. Right?
The Death Star.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't. He might be worried that he's going to become Starkiller Base.
But that's the thing, right? I mean, that shows how effective K2 is. That he's so terrifying looking that Jerry sees him is like, nope.
Even cats.
Terrifying cats.
You got to talk. There can't be six
people.
There's
no dead air.
I can't believe there's actually 2.3 seconds of silence with six dudes in the room. And fucking three of them bombed.
And I have to say,
I'm on my way to get toilet paper.
Are you really going to leave and get toilet paper?
We should get toilet paper. It's a good thing to get.
I was just going to use Jackson, but all right.
Yeah. Let's get toilet paper. Let's get toilet paper because right now we're shitting all over iTunes.
Yeah.
I can't believe there was a moment of silence where when we at dinner, Johnny just would not shut the it was just constant. He was butting in on himself. He would start a sentence and then he'd interrupt himself.
That was epic.
Did that really happen? Because I was pretty half in the bag at that point.
Half in the bag? What does that sentence
mean? That means
even
I was about two more beers from being absolutely obliterated and bombed. But then, we went for that walk, and I sobered up. Now I'm getting back there.
Listen, I'm here. I brought all my friends to my apartment to talk about how
I met Captain America tonight.
You did. You met Steve
and the
Rogers.
Joker.
And the Joker. My buddies from high school came through. And how was the costume, though? The costumes were good, right?
They were Chris, amazing.
Dom? He spent some money
legit?
On it.
Fantastic. They were fantastic.
Legit, right?
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. My buddy is very adamant about and the commitment to that costume. I mean, it takes a lot of effort to put that shit together. But
listen to the podcast?
Of course he does. Of course both of them do. I'm here today, and I brought my friends here today because I attend this convention every year, and as a Star Wars fan, I'm always disappointed, and all I want is for Lucasfilm and Disney to bring us something special. They bring it to San Diego first every single year, and it hasn't been that many years
yet. Well, they didn't bring much this year to San Diego.
Agreed.
We had good old two tubes reveal, but other than that.
100%, but next year is episode 8, and we've got Celebration, and we've got San Diego beforehand.
Yeah, but we've also got Comic-Con and D23 that's back-to-back weekends, so I wouldn't be surprised if Marvel takes one and Star Wars takes
But from two. A marketing strategy, right, you would think that New York Comic-Con is closer to the release of a film if they keep the December releases.
Yeah,
and
they want to do these trailer drops with sports, with football, Monday Night Football. So they really – what would make more sense in a pure fan service terms would be to do something here, to do something at Comic-Con.
There's room, right?
Yeah, there's
room. Yeah, but you say and with all due respect, Pappy, a lot of times when people on a podcast will say – from a marketing perspective, quite often it's from a pleasing me perspective. But have they ever had, has Lucasfilm ever had a pavilion here?
No, the closest was last year when they had the Rebels panel and Rebels screening and Filoni and Ashley and stuff were here.
But never a presence, a on the floor, a stand.
Not in the last 3 years.
Pappy.
Yeah. I'm playing Super Star Wars.
Why do you need to distract these people anymore?
Because I'm hammered and I want to play Super Star Wars.
All right. Well.
I feel like I'm on a game show and somehow he's my partner and I want to trade him.
Yeah.
Trade him in.
Do you know how hard
Let's
this
play
game is?
Who's sitting next to a dickhead?
You guys know how hard those
I
games
feel like
are
I now know why Hawes and I do most of the talking on Rogue One Star Wars Podcast for Winners, which is available anywhere.
It's not true. I talk a ton. I talk so much. What do you mean? I don't talk.
But you just started playing a video game during
Pappy,
probably the greatest
because I focus
podcast
better,
ever.
I focus better when I don't think.
Pappy,
Yeah. Watch how good I talk.
Luke Skywalker never fired his blaster.
Just watch how good I talk when
what
I
what a fucking it. Treat this is for the fucking listener at home.
But like, imagine Luke like in the Dune Sea doing this on film. It would not be cool. No one would want to watch this.
Pappy, I'm legit done on the podcast. Seriously.
Potato.
I don't even know what the point is anymore. If you're going to play a fucking video game while we're doing this.
I was actually going to not play a video game. It just came up on the PS4 when I was trying to...
Get toilet paper?
No, I was trying to put background influence right now on silent.
We were literally talking about toilet paper, and then you started just fucking... You broke into playing a video game. This really happened.
Are you honestly blaming your TV for corrupting you?
You guys are beyond the male 18 to 34 demographic.
You are the Ezra of dickheads.
None of us. Is very short.
Dominic's nowhere near beyond that demographic.
I'm talking to Johnny and Steele. I'm not talking to Dom.
No, what is Aegis? Your point?
Guys.
My point is that I was going to put influential background imagery, and you saw Super Star Wars, and I decided to play it for 35
seconds.
Put
some like hot
really
TNA up there. You'll get my attention.
So
I don't want to see you play
a
fucking video game.
We would have toilet paper.
Can I just say Mike's defense?
No. Fuck Mike's defense. You were going to get toilet paper, and that led to you playing a video game, and you expect us to like claim that as some rational sentence that
you
said?
Stop.
Born and raised.
Welcome to Queens, baby.
Okay, now, in Mike's defense, he's not used to being present for his own podcasts.
Yes, I am.
Boom. High five.
Why are you doing that to me right now? Are you serious?
I would drop the mic, but the whole podcast would erase.
Listen, I am a traveling man. Someone needs to pay for all my fucking Star Wars shit all over this room right now.
Yeah, so when Rogue One comes out, we all see it with you. We will pay you $35 for a ticket, and we'll pay for all
can
this.
Can we talk about the studio for tonight? Are you guys impressed with... I have a Transformers addiction. Can
all right,
we
let
talk
me,
about my the studio?
I'll take this one.
Thank you.
All jokes aside, for 30 seconds, if that... Michael has
all
been,
video games aside.
Michael has been a very gracious host. He's really taken care of us all. He's opened up his pad to us. He got us beer. He got us
great sandwiches.
Actually, I bought the sandwiches.
Oh, you bought the sandwiches. Okay, Johnny bought the sandwiches.
But I told Johnny where to buy the sandwiches.
But he told me to buy the sandwiches, so that counts. And his place is awesome. He's got tons of Star Wars art and Transformer stuff. So on behalf of everyone here, Michael, thank you for your hospitality.
Fuck you guys. Love you, Johnny. Johnny, I love you.
Gotta fuck you guys.
No,
dude,
seriously, I love all of you guys. I'm super happy to, like, tonight's a very special night for me. I got to, like, literally, like, bond with you dudes, and I'm so happy to share my home with you, and Jackson is happy to share his home. Jackson is my amazing pup in his Comic-Con outfit. He looks like Chewbacca right now. He has, like, a bandolier on. It's amazing. And that's it, dude. I'm just happy to be here.
And ironically enough, the man that you're sharing a mic with is Patrick Bonfrisco. He was a recent Rogue winner. And Michael, do you know which Rogue winner, Patrick, that you just happened to be sitting next to?
Yeah, I got his address wrong on the X-Wing miniatures that I was supposed to send.
Can I show Patrick what he could have won?
Let's see this. I want to see this.
Yeah, you could have won some of those.
Halfway through writing his address, he started playing a video game.
Yeah, that's exactly what I sent you. It doesn't open. It's like, I don't open it. So like, my cleaning lady. They're hand painted, yeah.
Patrick's getting pissed. Wait.
You fucked up the address.
Yeah.
And it got hammered. And so what did you post it to?
And yet
the glass
still
cabinet
in
your house? Why is it in a glass cabinet in your house?
I had
talk in the microphone like a proper podcaster.
But I'm not proper. Okay. So I bought doubles because I didn't want to open, you know, we open one for display and I have the other ones in the box. And I decided that I would give those away to Rogue winners. And I went to the post office. I got Patrick's address wrong and I did not put a return address. So we fucked that whole thing up.
So
but
some like U.S. Hey, postal service.
I got a box full of toilet paper.
Yeah.
No,
I've got a new competition for listeners. Anyone that believes Pappy's bullshit story.
It's not a bullshit
ride story. In, and you're gonna win. Fuck all.
It's
and
not a bullshit
and
story
you're
though.
Win a pack of toilet
Johnny,
paper.
You believe me, right? Johnny believes me. That's all that matters.
And he shook his head.
Hawsey, I know you're listening. I know you believe me. That's all that matters. I don't give a shit.
All right, do we finish the Ewoks versus Jawas?
We did not, but okay. I just would like to say
Why do their eyes glow like that? Are they like they're
radioactive?
They got shit wrapped around their head.
I mean, cat's eyes glow too. I mean, it's just a normal bio.
Here's the thing.
Cat's eyes don't glow. It's just in a flash.
Well, if I needed to put a reasoning behind it, when the hood goes over their heads, it's the same thing like cats, where there is a shadow. Every time there's like some type of shadow over their eyes, then they glow to.
Oh, wait, no.
Can I give the correct answer?
Oh God, okay.
No, let's speculate first.
No,
correct
I
want to
give the
last.
Correct answer.
I don't think correct answers have got any place on this podcast.
I know the answer.
It's Star Wars. Who the fuck cares?
Yes.
Awesome. And then Dom just passed out on the couch.
This is why we podcast, because we care. No, they have a hole in their head. There's clear plastic in the hole.
That's correct.
It goes to the back of their eye sockets. When the light hits the top of their head, it goes through their eyes.
There you go.
Correct answer is when the second Death Star exploded, the Ewoks became radioactive, went back in time, had to cover themselves in these robes, and their eyes glowed. And that's fan fiction, which you all agree we don't have enough of these days. So
that's good job, Patrick.
Like shortest.
Patrick just won a Star Wars merit badge.
That's totally my, different that's species, head different cannon. Cultures.
Head no, cannon. Ewoks are Jawas. We just didn't know it.
Head cannon.
What does that mean?
But
not
so, Steel, yes. What is your heart, in your soul right now? I know how much you love Jedi. I know how much you love Ewoks. Like in your soul, if you put Wicket against the Jawa in like celebrity death match, what would happen? What is the scenario of events that would take place?
Wicket would like just run towards the Jawa and like jump and just start biting that Jawa's fucking head and just gnawing at it. And just like have his little spear and just be like jabbing the fuck out of it.
But he wouldn't throw a rock at it, right? Because that would go horribly wrong.
Yeah, no rock throwing at all. It would just be like gnawing, biting. It would bite one of those glowing eyes off and spit it out. And then just like spear. And I imagine the Jawa's got like brown blood. There'd be brown fucking blood everywhere.
Would there be spears like, involved or?
Yeah, there'd be shitloads of spears.
All right. I just want to be clear about spears.
I think that, you know, the 80s and 90s have spoken. Yes, we did get a cartoon with droids on Tatooine that may have had a few Jawas in them, but we got two Ewok movies because,
An Ewoks cartoon.
That's what, and a cartoon because that's what people wanted to see.
There was no Ewok movie. There was no Jawa movies, no Jawa cartoons.
Right.
That's a good point. Ewoks win.
Ewoks.
All right. Next question's from Emily Lind, who's New York. She's from New York. I'm not sure if she's born or raised, Pappy, but she's resident.
Born and or raised.
Yeah. She's like New York resident. I don't know. I don't know her backstory. What's the coolest thing you saw or heard at New York Comic Con?
Oh, let me go first since I didn't go to Comic Con.
Perfect.
That is the theme of the night.
Meeting Patrick and Steele was the coolest thing I ever did today.
Aww.
Ditto.
Aww.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm trying to remember.
You're a great pilot, Solo.
Yeah. Pappas has put on Empire Strikes Back behind us now, so I'm just gonna watch that. It's gonna turn into
that's
the Empire
to
Strikes
raise
Back.
The brains to appropriate levels right now.
It's just gonna become an Empire Strikes
Nothing
Back.
Nothing
raises
the brains like distracting people by putting a movie.
It's not.
On.
It's not distracting. There's this imagery, and it's good. It's subconsciously.
Oh, coolest thing I saw: Dave Filoni cosplay. It's a dude.
That's cool.
Riley from Star Wars Report. Riley from the Star Wars Report showed us a picture of him, and I saw him an hour later. He had the hat, he had the Wolfpack t-shirt, he had the sort of the beard scruff thing that Dave has, and he was carrying around a wolf, like a stuffed wolf. Nice. So I thought that was pretty good. The other thing that was pretty cool was there was a very good Chewbacca cosplay.
That was pretty good.
And he was tall, too. Like, you know, sometimes you see a Chewbacca cosplay, and it's somebody who's, kind of short, and you're like, well, that's... It's okay, but, you know, I appreciate the effort, but, you know, it would be help if you were a foot taller. This dude was the proper height for a Wookiee, and he was good. And, there were tall dudes at the convention who were going up and having their picture taken with them, and Chewie was putting his hand on their head like no problem.
But the costume was great too. Like we've seen, I've even seen some at like Star, Disneyland that just don't
they just don't
capture. Yeah. What he, it's it yeah it's a Wookiee, but it doesn't look like Chewie. This was Chewie.
Isn't it amazing though? Like how fans can literally replicate the characters better than Disney can when you like literally go to Disney World and see someone walking through Disney Studios and the amount of effort that takes to like build a custom costume today to match like what we see on screen. It's amazing to me. Like that's the best thing to me about going to these cons is like seeing the effort that people put into their costumes and Celebration specifically. Like for instance, last year or yeah, well basically in 2015, what I saw was like, I saw a spider leg mall in Anaheim and no one will come close to that. Like someone literally was it Dominic? You remember that, right?
Yeah.
Was it the same one that was in London?
I think so. Yeah, because we saw him again in London.
Yeah, because I got a photo of him for Instagram with me standing next to him because I hate the reincarnation of Mole. So I'm standing next to him just with a sad face and a thumbs down.
Right.
Wait a minute. Hang on.
Aside from that, you'll never see that walking through Magic Kingdom in the next 5 or 6 years. You'll never see that in Disney Studios. Like,
you go to Celebration, you can see like a dozen or two dozen Wilbro hoods running past you. Those right. The dude with the ice cream maker on Cloud City. Yeah.
Right.
Cloud City. Like, there's no way.
We saw the Deadpools
like,
do that this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's no way. Like, Disney, why would Disney have a Wilbro hood? Wilbro hood, let alone 24 of them, you know?
Yeah. One of the coolest things I saw at Comic-Con was yesterday that Pat just reminded me of was that they did a running of the Deadpools. So there was just like 20 Deadpools, like, of all different configurations just running through the convention. And like,
that's the Marvel version of the ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, X-Wing run.
Like, but, like that, whatever, like. Yeah. Like, that was sort of funny, right? But, Grasso. This is the problem when you
Johnny
fucking
got scolded. Johnny got in trouble. He's
no, but essentially, it's back on you for putting on the fucking movie to distract people.
Right. I've learned that about Steel tonight. When
Johnny,
there's a problem, he goes right
the
to
movie.
The source.
You're facing the. You and Chris are facing the movie. Johnny's not watching the movie.
I was totally.
Why is
watching
he fucking
the movie?
Doing a commentary of
the film? I was totally.
So
watching
Steel
the movie.
Wants me to turn off Empire
think,
Strikes Back.
I think this
right
episode
now,
should
so
just be
off.
An Empire Strikes Back commentary. I was gonna start commentating, but now the screen is black.
So, but the best thing about the Deadpool, see how I can stay on topic and keep it like I'm thinking about the person on fucking iTunes, like not rather than Johnny Grasso leaning over and going, I love this bit. Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Snow.
I said stay in the cave. Like when he did.
Why are you getting me in trouble? You're getting me in trouble by giving us like.
Listen, buddy, Steel. You got yourself in trouble tonight.
Yeah, you're getting him in trouble by reacting to the thing he put on this fucking giant.
Well,
television.
Misery loves company. I don't know what to tell you.
What does that mean?
It means that you know, I just
sad people like to be together.
Exactly.
No one heard what you said.
Sad people like to be together.
You notice Steel, they do this on your podcast. Let's see when we record theirs.
Oh, when we record ours, I'll have like.
Well, by the time we do the Star Wars Underworld segment, I'll have like sobered up completely. It'll be great.
But so the cool thing about the Deadpool running thing was like there was a guy in Deadpool costume that wasn't part of it, but he had his mask off, and they called out to him and recruited him, and he went, "Yeah!" and put his mask on and joined in with the run. And it was just, it was beautiful. Like, I'm not like, I like the Deadpool movie. I'm not like a, I don't, I like, that's all I've contributed to the character's success is buying one ticket. But it was beautiful to see this guy recruited and just like, I have my place here. I've found my people. Now, before, we'll switch over to the Star Wars Underworld section. But there's, the cool thing I saw, which I want to drop just to taunt Jonathan Grasso, was I met and did a little photo, a little Instagram, and then the next day saw him on a panel and was very entertained by Johnny Grasso's arch nemesis, Chuck Windig.
That motherfucker.
But he did. I went up to, he was signing at a table, and I gave him a Your Snoke Theory Sucks sticker, and he went, "Oh yeah, I've seen this. This is, you know, really funny." I said, "It's cool if I get a photo with you holding it." And he did a nice pose, and he was very jovial.
Wait, sorry, was that today?
No, that was yesterday. And then at the panel today, he seemed like a nice guy.
So,
funny.
Are we going after it tomorrow? You and me, or what's up?
I'm gonna.
He signed two books for me today. Two books.
If I am gonna fly by his booth.
What? So you've got this grudge with Star Wars author Chuck Winder?
Yes,
bro,
I do.
Your back, bro. You know I got your back, right?
Do you want me to run through it real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So it was exactly a year ago. I was at New York Comic Con. It was Saturday, and for those of you who don't know, I do not read. I don't read fucking magazines. I don't even read the fucking TV guide. I just
love it. Before you stated an opinion, it's like, let's just get this out there, you guys. I don't read.
I don't
so
read.
So keep that in mind while I spout my hate-filled, spite-ridden opinion of this person.
Right. So there I was. It was New York Comic Con. I don't read. I'm not a reader. But I was walking by, and it was the Del Rey booth, and I go, and I'm just looking around, and the lady goes,
"You
hey,
guys publish these bonded papers?
You're killing trees. You can just listen to this shit, man." So I go by the booth, and the lady goes, "Hey, hey," and I'm like, "What's up?" And it's not the first time a girl will go like, "Hey, hey," to me. So I was like, "What's up?" And she was like, "Dude, she was a solid 7," so she had my attention. And I was like, "What's up?" And she goes, "That's Chuck Wendig."
Dude, I'm impressed as a non-reader. You know how to count to 7.
Dude, no joke. I fucking get to 8 sometimes. And so fucking she's like, "There's Chuck Wendig." And I'm like, fucking, I know that name. He writes fucking Star Wars books. So this was a big moment in my life because I said, "Hey, Chuck." Now, you know when you get to choose your own adventure? Do you go left? Do you go right? So Chuck chose my adventure. If he said, "Hey, how are you?" And I would have been like, "Hey, Chuck." And he would have been like, "Hey, I'm selling like books and I'll sign it for you for $20 or whatever it is." I definitely would have bought it. I would have gotten a picture with him. And I most likely would have read it since I paid for it. And I would have owned a copy of Aftermath signed by Chuck Wendig to Johnny Grasso, et cetera, et cetera.
But the adventure he chose was when you turn to the page and it says, "You have died."
Yeah. But instead, so let me take you back to option B. The lady goes, that was me rewinding. Like that was fucking legit. That was fucking Parker Lewis Can't Lose Shit.
Type shit.
Yeah. So.
The more you explain it, the funnier it gets.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Jokes
because
are funniest when you explain them.
Hold on. Let me take a sip of alcohol.
Guys, for the record, Johnny drinks like 4 times a year.
And this is one of them. This is drunk Johnny. What's up?
And he makes sense 3 times a year.
With that.
So Chuck Wendig chose option B. So let me take you back a couple minutes. And the lady goes, "Hey, that's Chuck Wendig." So I went, "Hey, Chuck." And he looked at me. We made eye contact like Patrick and I are. And he turned the fuck around and went behind the curtain like fucking Oz. And I went, that motherfucker went out of his way to avoid me. Now, mind you, let me set the stage. There was no line behind me. Dom,
all right, now. All
it
right,
was
now,
just
now,
me.
No. This is like listener interactive participation. Who would, honestly, not go behind the curtain to avoid this dude?
I was
like,
looking.
Like, I am bummed that Pappy has not provided me with a curtain so I can fuck off out of this dude's line of sight.
He can't even provide you with toilet paper. You want a curtain?
I'm going to CVS right now.
Go for it.
Jim, get a curtain. Continue.
I'm literally going to go to CVS and get toilet paper.
And that was like legit the end of the story. Like I was like, wow, dude, fuck you for not like even just and he could have won over a reader. And not to mention, I would have bought a book with his signature. So 20 for the book, 20 for the signature.
You could have created a reader.
Yeah, right. And I would have totally, like, okay, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to fucking lie to you, Steele, because I like you. I wasn't going to read the book. But it would have been nice to say, like, "Hey, Patrick, check this out. Like, I have an autographed copy of Aftermath by Chuck Wendig."
It's like, and he's like, who signed the book? Oh, no, I didn't read the autograph.
But
for all you know, Tim Zahn signed your copy of Aftermath.
Who? Yeah, exactly. Ah, I'm just kidding. But I would have given it away on our podcast, Rogue One of Star Wars podcast.
Mike would have shipped it somewhere.
Yeah.
That would have made make that money, bro.
Some very happy U.S. Postal Service worker would have been like, oh, good. A signed copy of Aftermath. I've been looking for this.
Dude, don't fall for this conspiracy. It would be in that glass cabinet over there.
Seriously.
How great.
Johnny got two of them signed. Who knew?
Look at that Tantive IV. That Tantive IV is
beautiful.
Why
do all your signed books say to Johnny?
Tantive IV is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
All right, so we'll wrap up.
Well,
we didn't
get Chris's moment, and then I've got something.
No, but we can continue, because otherwise, like, the first section's going to go for, like, ever. And that's a thing.
Yeah,
we're
I
at
would
a cliffhanger.
Like, I would love to save my moment for Rogue One.
Excuse me.
So, yeah, that's...
Excuse me.
That's bad radio.
We're going to go third, though, because they're waiting.
I'll save it. It's that good.
All right, I can live with not editing all of
I
this
have to go on a
that.
Toilet paper and beer run.
I would like to edit out any time you talked about toilet paper as well.
No, we need toilet paper. I think
this is where you say, "Well, guys," and then
yeah, okay. All right, so that is. I don't know. That was that. That was the Steel Wars part of the Megapod. And then after this, so you guys have to go find the Star Wars Underworld feed on iTunes or on the internet.
wherever podcast...
You were about to say you have to go find the Star Wars Underworld on Instagram.
Yeah. Chris, tell people how they can get there right now and hear the rest of this.
Wait, tell them what we're doing.
It's a four-part podcast.
Dude, we established this at the start.
It's a four-part podcast. You listen to part one on Steel Wars, part two on Star Wars Underworld, part three is...
It's a trilogy,
Rogue,
man.
Rogue One.
Three. Listen, if he doesn't have to read, he doesn't have to count.
That's a good point.
Can't count at this point.
I count sometimes.
I can read sometimes. We like cancel each other out. I love you. So it's a three-part podcast. Part one, Steel Wars.
I love Dominic.
I know. Part two, Star Wars Underworld. Part three, Rogue One, a Star Wars podcast for wieners.
Winners! Rogue One with a W.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give my fake answer that I would really like to give, but I know I shouldn't give for political reasons right now, exclusively for you, Steel, because I know Hasbro doesn't listen to your podcast.
Chris was accusing me of throwing some shade on the convention floor. That's some
gotta
serious
leave a mark.
Shit.
Wow. That was shade thrown like a fucking Lord of the Rings walking tree.
By the way, my name is Juan. My favorite part of New York Comic Con was getting to see those glorious 5 points of articulation figures up close and personal.
Five? All five?
All 5 points?
So the head goes to the left and to the right?
Pretty
that
much.
Should count as
well,
six.
No, what's exciting is the Admiral Raddus, or whatever the fuck his name is, the Gray Moncala. He has like 6 points of articulation because his mouth opens.
Well, but, back in the day, like people go on about 5 points, but like you think about Chewbacca, Stormtrooper, it's just 4 points. No head turning.
Very that's good true. Point.
Like it's like, you know, like your little Kenner Han Solo says to Chewie, "Look over there," and he's like, "No, dog, I can't do that. I can't do that."
Chewbacca turns like Batman.
Excellent.
Batman fans know what I'm talking about.
Oh my God, he's not the podcast. He's not the podcast guest I asked for, but he's the podcast guest I deserve. Jonathan Grasso. So we're going to go
actually on the show this time.
Yeah.
You should mention that.
Yeah, well that
it's just amazing to me.
Well, for regular listeners, you now know that you missed not much.
As opposed to when I did the call-in show, where if you missed that, you missed a whole lot.
Yeah. Can anyone else tell that I'm dying to wrap this up so I'm not responsible for There's people melting in the room right now.
But how funny was that guy who sent that tweet that said, like, you couldn't get him fucking online, so you had to fly 3,000 miles and then some to, like, talk to him in person because he couldn't fucking get the shit to work online?
Way to dissect a funny tweet into something that into nothing.
Jokes are always funniest when you explain them still.
Yeah. Okay.
So become a supporter by paying $3 Australian.
Shut up. Everyone shut
American.
Up. You all suck.
Snoke theory sucks.
All right. Wow. So head over to the Star Wars Underworld and you'll like... Yeah, good luck. If you want to follow this, whatever. You've got a lot of free time. You're lonely. You can't find your cat in the room. And you've run out of wool to knit with. So if that's you, you are the prime demographic to head over to the Star Wars Underworld and hear the next part of this. Christopher, quickly, tell them how to do it so I can get out of this episode.
You can enter the Underworld by going to StarWarsUnderworld.com.
And we should say, much like Steel said...
No, you shouldn't say anything else! That's
out.
The point!
Much like Steel said at the beginning, you know, this is very much not representative of the podcast. So this is really for the longtime listeners who want an insight.
I reckon it's their representative of you, Dominique. I see your true colors shining through. I see your true colors, and that's why I podcast with you. So don't say a thing, cause I'm trying to wrap this up. True colors, true colors. Pappy's buying toilet paper. May that force be with you. Bye.
It's a semi-rap.
Should I push the red button?
I don't know if we can do that.
Dominic has hit full hobo.
Chris, I don't know if we can do button? That two more times. We have to do that two more times?
No, not as long.
Ours is not going to be as long as that.
Like 20 minutes.
We know how to host the show and keep it bump.
Oh, shit.
No. It,
hey, buddy.
No, but it's rightfully so.
I hit the red button, but it's still the camera's still going. I'll let you do it.
Rightfully so. It's good.
Wow. Did you survive the Megapod? That's only part one, you guys. It's only part one. To get part two... head over to the StarWarsUnderworld.com or subscribe or search for them in your podcatcher, whether you're on iTunes or Downcast or wherever you are. You should be subscribed either way because it's one of my weekly must-listens, as well as Rogue One, a podcast for winners. That will be where part three is kept. On the Steel Wars feed, make sure you're checking the feed constantly because over the next 24 hours, we have got a barrage of content. We've already got up the Hasbro interview. I sit down with the Hasbro Star Wars team at New York Comic Con and chat about all things Hasbro Star Wars, including some controversial issues like the legal threats against fan sites. All that good stuff is in there. We have got the full feed direct from the mixing desk of the Star Wars Writers Roundtable at New York Comic Con with Timothy Zahn, Chuck Windegg, and all the crew. And then in the next couple of hours, you will get the instant reaction with me and Maud Garrett from Geek Bomb. We podcast as we watch the Rogue One trailer for the very first time. And then, of course... I say of course because it's my life, so I know what's going on. You might not know what's going on. On the weekend, we have got the Steel Wars Live call-in show. It is back. If you are in the West Coast of America, it is 6 p.m. Friday night. If you're on the East Coast, it's 9 p.m. Friday night. If you are on the East Coast of Australia, it is midday Saturday afternoon, and you can call or Skype in. It's like talkback radio, and we're going to be going through your reactions to the Rogue One trailer. All the details for the numbers or how to Skype in or how to just listen in live,
and join the chat group. The chat room is super fun. Is up on steelwars.com. If you want a Your Snoke Theory Sucks t-shirt or stickers, a Luke Skywalker tribute, have you seen him t-shirt or sticker, hit steelwars.com. They come with a bunch of bonus downloads and are super fun. You'll turn heads at conventions or wherever you go. Head over to the Star Wars Underworld right now to hear the rest of the Megapod. And may that force be with you.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.